Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is your host, Alana Kay, coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. And I have a wonderful special guest with me today, and hopefully she'll be with me in the rest of my shows, or at least for as long as she loves doing it. Somebody I've known for a long time and I've done improv with, and she's just an amazing human being. I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a moment. We are going to be doing free readings tonight, and what we're going to do is we're going to, I'll start with the reading, and then I'll pass it on to her so she can give her read on your situation. And our goal is heaven on earth, to help people align with the higher energies of the planet. I know it might not look like it at times, and that is where the paradox lies. The energy is pushing us to rise to higher heights and really embrace our authentic selves and really enjoy life. And the old paradigm is really closed, and a lot of people keep trying to knock on that door and it's not going to open. So we're going to help you move to higher heights. We prefer not to answer questions like, when is my soulmate coming and things like that, or am I going to get the job? There are times when we might get some information on something like that, but the kind of readings we're doing is helping you to feel better about situations and make some decisions, like maybe you're at a fork in the road. And what we do is we read your energy, we communicate with you, at least that's what I do, I communicate with your higher self. I have a cache of ascended masters with me that include Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Christ Jesus. It's all of the Archangel Michael fabric of souls, which is where I'm from. So I think that's all I want to say right now. We got a pretty full switchboard, so I want to get on with readings, but I'm going to let Grace Noel introduce herself, and you can go ahead. Your mic is on.
Aloha, this is Grace Noel, transplanted from Maui to Portland, Oregon here. Not by my choice, but by divine guidance, so I'm doing my best to be a good listener. And I had no idea you'd written so many amazing books, Alana Kay. And I'm very happy that with the short time that we had to talk between the miracle that got us together, just to let everybody know, my mom died December 1st, and I flipped a Christian mysticism book that was on her shelf open, and it drew me to want to gather other mystics. And so I searched the wild web of Google, and I found my sister, Alana Kay, here by absolutely no mistake and no coincidence. And so on the note that us not having very much time together before this, knowing that we needed to do this, I'm very, very happy to say that I've called in the similar team that you have called in, Archangel Raphael, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, and Archangel Michael, and in the lovely cleansing tub preparing to be with whoever's meant to be on the show tonight. Also, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and yes, and others and our ancestors that are fully actualized, realized, and cleansed that are ready to help and assist us as well to tune in with the teams of everyone else that has shown up here this evening. So yay!
Yay! It sounds like we're in sync. Yeah, we work together doing improv, and then we'd always run into each other. Remember, you know, a couple gatherings, we just would happen to be there, and there was always a connection, and she didn't know, and she contacted me through my Facebook page, Christian Mysticism, that it was me. So it's kind of like, I say it's like the Pina Colada song. If you like Pina Coladas, you know, it's a couple that was venturing outward and then finally found their way back home to each other, and that's kind of what happened to us. So it's really cool. We really feel like it was meant to be, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So let's get to the switchboard. I was going to say one more thing. Yeah, okay. All right, I think we can go to the calls. I do these in the order that they came in, and thank you so much for the people that called in really early. Thanks for hanging in there. I'm going to go to the first call, and the 805 area code. I'm getting you on, getting your mic going here. It takes a moment. I click on it. Hi. What can we work on this evening or help you get insights on?
Yeah, I need insights because I can't seem to hold on to any money, and it's causing a problem. I'm charging too much, and it's, really bringing me down. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're having a little trouble with money. Okay, so what I do, and I should have said this, I suppose, is that what I do is when I do readings, in order for me to tune into your particular energy, I need to hear your voice. And then I tune into your voice, and that's how I connect with your higher self. And then that's where I get my answers. So I need to talk to you a little bit more. So when you say you have trouble hanging on to money, like you're saying that you have trouble bringing it in, or you bring it in, but then it goes out faster than it comes in.
Well, I don't bring in too much. Whoa. My sister helps. My sister helps me, and I'm on a fixed income. I'm a sister. But, then I just spend it all. I guess it's because it's not that much. So I have to find a way to bring in more, maybe a windfall, or I can ask God to bring in more money or something. But there are things I'd like to do before I pass the other world, you know?
Yeah, I know. The first thing that I see is that this is actually meant to be. That was what I was picking up first. When I picture your higher self, it's like your higher self is very, it's trying to teach you something is what I'm picking up. Is that it's trying to teach you that you can spend because it always gets replaced. Now, I realize there's an aspect of you that feels like you want to hang on to it, but we all go through different cycles in our life. And, you know, you're going through a certain phase right now where your soul is trying to show you that you can create abundance for yourself by feeling free about spending and not being concerned about it being replenished. But there's a little hitch in here, and let me see what the hitch is. Okay, so now when you – this is what you're supposed to be doing simultaneously. This is what I'm getting from your higher self. At the same time, what you're supposed to do is when you have the first inclination to spend, you should do some breathing and just stop and slow down and get recentered and then ask yourself again. I don't want to put you in a place where you can't make up your mind and you're not clear thinking. You know, that's not what I'm trying to say. But just try to get centered with it and slow down a little bit about when you have an urge to buy something. And then you're going to feel more like that was something that your soul said, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And I've been through this already, so I know how it works. Like you're at a store and you think you want this and you think, oh, but I don't really have enough money. And then you get it, and then you find out the money gets replaced. So your soul is saying, yeah, go ahead. There's money coming to cover this. Don't worry about it. And that's what I'm picking up, that you're in that space. I would have looked to see if maybe are you trying to buy your way into happiness, and like I said, that is a small part of it. So you need to be aware of when you're spending for that reason. But I'm just feeling that you aren't going to necessarily be able to hang on to like saving money right now, because your soul is teaching you how to just flow with it, and that the money is there when you need it. That's what I'm picking up from your soul. So, and we don't want to fight. And I actually know a lot of people are going through this myself too, where there isn't extra, but it shows up when I need it. So I know it does work, and I fought that for a while too. You know, other people have savings accounts. And so anyway, that's what I'm picking up for you real quick on that, and I'm going to pass you on to Grace Noel and see if she has anything for you. Thank you.
Hi. The first thing that came to mind before Alana Kay started speaking was it's just time to write it out. So it was a similar feeling there. Yeah, just time to hang on and write it out. And that I, my heart wanted to offer you being able to say affirmations and all that, but it felt that honestly it's not quite time for that. In a while, maybe a few months, 6 months, maybe even a whole year, that it will be time for you to have the belief and to just open your hands to the universe and the plenty, the cornucopia of the universe and all the abundance that is, and have the true belief and develop some mantras for yourself about I accept. You'll know what it is at the time. You just spend some time and some prayer, and maybe Alana and I or some other angel along the way will be able to help you set up some mantras for yourself, but it's really, truly not quite time for that yet. So I'm hoping with what Alana said that you'll be able to find out what that is that you're needing to experience during this time, and all my love and blessings to you.
Thank you. Let me just tell you a quick little mantra.
I just want to
tell you a quick mantra that I say every day. I read it in a book, and I say, I am complete, whole, powerful, strong, loving, harmonious, and happy. I say those
That's
things.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, because that connects you to your soul, because our soul is always like that. So, and then I'm just going to invite you to not repeat the word. See, with the heightened energy, it returns what we're thinking really super fast now. It always did, but we didn't really notice it because reality was slowed down a little bit and it's speeding up. We don't want to say things like I'm on a limited income. We don't want to say that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, I can think of somebody and I run into them within 15 minutes. I mean, things are happening so fast. So, yeah, you definitely don't want to say that because money is everywhere. It comes from everywhere. But don't fault yourself because you're not getting excess caches of money, because your soul has a lot to do with it. That's like our soul has a lot to do with whether we get a partnership. And we can beat our heads against the wall and it's not going to make a difference. Your soul is trying to teach you that the money is just there when you need it. And it comes from all different places. Okay?
Mm. Yeah.
I hope that helps.
Yes, it did.
Yes,
it might come from all different directions. Yeah.
Yep. And the last one, I really, really, yes, I just, I do implore you to start, not yet, just let it ride for a while, but then take the time to explore some good, strong mantras for yourself of allow and accept, all the money that I need is right here for me now. And to please do it in positive present tense, to let go of any ideas of it will happen or it is coming. Please do develop something that says something personalized to you that says it is here now. Everything I need is here now. All the and go ahead and call it what it is: cash flow, money, whatever it is that you're needing, and say it as it is and as it has already happened. Please, when it's the time for you to find that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do that. Definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
beautiful. Well, thanks for calling. Is this your first time calling in to the show?
I believe
Elisa's
so.
Show?
Yes.
Oh, cool. All right. So, yeah, I appreciate your call, and hopefully other people can hear something that helps them in there. And I'm just going to mute your mic now. Okay.
Aloha.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that if you click on follow, I believe you'll get notified whenever we set up a show. I believe we're going to have a show this coming Sunday, right? Are you, Grace, are you on board with that? It would be 1 o'clock California time. or Pacific time?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to have a show on Sunday, too, so look for that. We're going to, I know a lot of people have been listening to me for years, and some people are new, and I believe in order to click on follow, you have to be signed in with Blog Talk, which is no big deal. It's just give them the email address, and we're never going to bombard you. We don't use any robots to send you emails or anything. You just get notified. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go to my next call, and it is a Skype call. I love that one when it comes across the switchboard. It's 111-111-1111. I love it. Skype caller, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, ladies. Thank you very much. My name is Wendy from California, and I have paid about $53,000 in premiums over 20 years for a long-term care insurance. And on June 22nd, I applied to use it, and I have so much medically supportive information from my health records, and I was denied. This company does not have a good reputation. They have denied many people. So I kept praying and praying, and the universe brought me to a woman who used to work for the company, and she's a consultant, and she has written a form, which I did edit somewhat, and also there is somebody that I was talking to legally who is nice, but I've not retained them, of course, but my doctor is very supportive, so I want to know if this paperwork will be sent in maybe around October 31 or the first week of November. Will I be approved for this long-term care insurance within the next 6 weeks?
Okay, so did you say that they denied you, or are you saying you're afraid they're going to deny you? I'm sorry I missed that part because I was trying to listen to all the other details.
I got a denial letter. They did. Okay. They did deny my application, and but on the positive side, I feel like the universe sent me two great teachers, so to speak, this attorney and this woman who used to work for the company.
Yeah.
And
okay, I'm starting to get a read on it. I'm going to tell you this, and I'd love to hear the result. This isn't usually the kind of readings we do, but if I get something, I'll pass it on. What I'm getting is that they deny things just going out the gate because they can save a lot of money if they can get rid of people by denying you. But if you're persistent and you have good documentation, I'm getting that they will you will get payment or whatever, whichever way this gets released to you. That's what I'm picking up.
About
like I
how
said,
soon
it's not usually the kind.
Yeah.
And that's not definitely not something, because everything is based on the energy of the situation. It's not, there's never anything that's like set. I know a lot of psychics try to do that, and I don't do that because I understand how things work, and I don't believe that you can predict that. So I would just make sure that you feel good about the situation, and that you feel deserving, that you've been paying into this all this time, and stay with that and make sure that you're infusing the situation with that kind of positive energy, because indeed you do deserve it. And then let your intermediaries, your lawyer and your doctor, let them do what they do best, and just give it the best energy you possibly can. And I believe that if you guys have all your ducks in a row and you're persistent, I believe that this is going to work out for you. And I would love to hear what happens, because I like to know. That's how I've learned to use my ability throughout my life, is by getting a track record of, you know, when I was right or how I was reading it. Okay, so that's all I got for you, Wendy. I'm going to pass you on to Grace if she has anything for you. Go ahead, Grace.
Thank you. Being this is my first time with you, Alana Kay, and just honoring how, you know, that you stay to more personal things rather than you know, giving a, am I going to get the job or that kind of reading. I did honestly also, when I heard you say 6 weeks, that was what popped out to me. And that was the only thing, and could be right, could be wrong, but I'll just be brave and put it out there and say that popped out
sure.
when you mentioned time frames. So there
yep,
you
and
go.
That's great. Yep, I do that too. If I, you know, if I'm not sure, I say, well, this is what I got. You know, let me know. Great, perfect. So you'll
yeah,
let us
curious.
Know how it goes. Yeah, we want to know. Yeah.
And
thank you.
I really
okay, but give
strongly,
it the best
Alana,
feeling you possibly can, you know.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Alana, Alana Kay, when you were mentioning I felt strongly also about what you were mentioning about that they just, that's what they do is just deny it, and that if you're persistent and keep going at it, that it will go through indefinitely.
Yeah, I actually felt that really strongly, so good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Excellent. All right, Wendy, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, ladies.
We'll talk to you next time. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, aloha. Also, if anybody has anything, I should mention that our emails are listed on the show description. I'm not sure if everybody has access to that. It depends on how you've accessed the show. Mine is alana@alanak.com, and Grace's is dedicatedgrace@gmail.com, and that is on the show description. So if you need to contact either one of us for a private reading, I do have a website, alanak.com. It's Grace, do you have a website right now?
I don't. This is all moving so quickly, like the rest of everything else, I think, probably for our callers
yeah.
and a lot of people that are seeing how things are moving now, that I will be making one. And please do feel
yeah.
free to
and
contact
then,
anybody that feels
yeah.
Feels moved.
Yeah. So, yeah, so email us if you want a private reading. My website has a lot of fun things on it, to read and listen to. So, and then more will be coming. Okay. So, I got to put my glasses on. I don't like my glasses on for doing readings, but I need my glasses for reading the numbers on the switchboard. So I'm going to the 646 area code and give it a second for your mic to come on. Aloha. What can we work
Aloha.
On this evening?
Hi. Thank you
Hi.
For taking my call. Thank you, Alana, and thank you, Grace. Yes, so my question is regarding my younger daughter. She is currently dating someone that it has surprised us, just totally out of character. Well, not totally out of character, but somewhat out of character, just based on the way, you know, we raised our children and the values. It's just a bit of unnerving for us, for my husband and myself, and obviously we want what's best for our children and whatever is in their highest good, but, you know, we both have concerns about this boyfriend, and I don't know, I'm just wondering if you see, is this something?
Yeah, I'm picking up something already. The thing, there was something that jumped out at me.
Sure.
So I can help you with the soul lesson in this situation, and I can help you with any information that I do get. Like I said, I tune into my channels, and whatever they give me is what and they have told me that they don't want to do a lot of reading about other people, only the person who's present. But if something does come, that they feel that that's okay for that to come. And something jumps out at me real strong right off the bat when you were talking about this, is that's the reason she's attracted to him, is because he's different from what is expected and what she's used to. And now let me see if there's a soul lesson. I'm feeling like let it run its course. Don't worry about it too much. There's a little bit of rebellion in there, whether she's conscious of it or not. So that's why you wouldn't want to, you'd want to be more accepting of it because of that rebellious aspect of it. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
I do. She has a rebellious.
She's not completely.
She does like to be different.
Okay. So, yeah, so you know that if you say something that she will do something just out of rebellion. So you want to remove that from the equation, right? And you want to let the relationship run its course.
Alana, it's nerve-wracking. Go ahead. Because she's an adult. It's nerve-wracking. I mean, it's not like I'm dealing with a teenager where I say, like, oh, he's not good for you and she's going to do it more, you know? This is an adult we're talking about. So that's why I'm
Yeah, but I got that from Spirit, is that the rebellious nature. Mm-hmm. So I'm only going to give you the tools that are going to help you get through it better. And that's
right,
one of the tools, you know. So that's like I said, the show is to help you feel better, to rise to higher heights. The relationship dynamics within families really, really pretty much remain the same throughout time, regardless of the, you know, when kids grow up, blah, blah, you know. So that it makes her feel good to be breaking away from what she feels. She already knows what your feelings, expectations, lifestyle, she already knows that. It just makes her feel independent. That's where the rebellious part is coming from, is her need to feel independent. So if you give her that, then she doesn't have to play that card anymore. Whenever it comes to interpersonal dynamics, which are essentially in our language is karma, meaning this is something we're working through. This is a dynamic between these two people that's unique to their relationship. And then we call that karma. Karma doesn't mean that, you know, you toss a penny in the pond and then a penny comes back and slaps you in the face. That's not, or, you know, you kill somebody so then you'll get killed in the next life. That's not the kind of karma I'm talking about. I'm talking about it means that there's a purpose to it. And so when we stop playing the cards we're playing, they stop playing the cards they're playing, because we don't have, we can't control other people. We can only control ourselves. So by talking to an intuitive, they can help you see what the subconscious game is. And then if you stop doing what you're doing, they stop doing what they're doing. And then if she finds that the relationship is like, like she'll hang on to it just simply out of that rebellious nature. And then they get in the habit of it and they don't even realize. A lot of people don't even realize they're doing it. That's especially in the family dynamics. It just becomes so much a part of it that people aren't aware anymore. So anyway, I'm getting that would be the part you could play, is to not care. You know, you might even want to embrace it. It's up to you to what level you want to not care about it. And then that'll take the fun out of it for her on that end. And that's what I'm getting there. And I'm getting, no, let me focus on your, I can hear your voice and I can feel your energy. And let me see what the soul lesson is for you. It's really pretty much not to get pulled into the game and to recognize that there's a little bit of a game going on. That's, because I got kind of adult in the room kind of situation. I'm not getting anything other than that right now. So I'm going to leave it at that and see what Grace has to say. Unless you have some questions. I should leave it open for a question first before I pass it on to Grace.
No. So I guess what you're saying is really motivated by just pressing my buttons, or is that it?
And it's very subconscious. You know, this is all happening in the energy. You know, even if we're not sitting in a room with somebody, it doesn't take language. It's how you feel inside and the thoughts that you're projecting into the relationship through the ethers and the feelings and the reactions you're having to things. You know, like if you're sitting there at night and all of a sudden it comes to mind and then you start to feel, oh, gosh, I wish things were different, or that's not the right. The other person feels that. And it becomes a game between the energy between people. And that happens in all relationships, not just family, neighbors, workplace, out in public, people you don't even know. So anything that's bothering us means that's the only thing we can control is whether or not it's bothering us. And what I'm saying is, what I've learned is, when one person stops doing what they're doing, 99% of the time, the other person's going to stop what they're doing. Without even talking to the person. because it's energies bouncing off of each other. And mm-hmm. this might be something new for people to hear, but I've been doing readings for lots of years, and I also love having my energy clear, and I have a lot of relationships, too, that I've had to deal with, and I know that, you know, this is a whole different way of looking at it for some people, but that's what I'm picking up, and that okay. that was the first thing that came, was that she was playing the rebellion card, and that had a lot to do with her being blinded into staying with something that maybe she's not even all that interested in, but just let the relationship write itself out.
Okay.
I don't think
Thank
it's
you.
A somebody that she's going to stay with. At least I'm not getting that kind of information, because once again, uh-huh. it's not even pertinent to the situation anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like it is, but it isn't. It's all in the moment, you know, how we're dealing with stuff in the moment. Okay, I'm going to pass you on to Grace. Grace, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that you got so much, Alana, because I got just very small, succinct things for this. Before you started speaking at all, Alana Kay, I got 2 years. For something, and I got hands off. After you started speaking a little bit more, Alana Kay, I saw an image of an ice rink with just a handful of people skating around on it, and I'm like, okay, you know, sometimes I think all of us I think we all have our intuitions and everything, and if we just go with what we know, even if it seems really strange or weird, that's really important for all of us. So I'm just feeling like I need to put that out there in my own transparency of saying, what's going on with this ice skating rink? That sounds strange. But you'll get something from it somehow. And I was, as you were both talking, I was looking into what is in that image, and it's the phrase skating on thin ice came to mind, and something about somehow about not falling into that, but
yep,
there may
see
be more to that
with what no I like this see this is why I like doing two people, because it's like you get different angles, you know, like you do with a camera angle or a facet on a gem. It's like you say that, but it really fits in with what I was saying. If you're saying 2 years, you're not seeing a marriage, you're not seeing a soulmate, and then hands off is like, yeah, that's like the soul lesson, and let it run its course,
and
it's going to be challenging. But yeah, right. So,
And there is just a bit more. I have a question. I have a question for you, dear. Do you like baking?
Not really. I mean, I like eating baked goods.
You like eating. All right. I was getting baking or sewing to have like some sort of a distractive hobby for yourself. And it's something that you haven't done yet. So maybe you haven't baked yet before. Something.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's something there that it feels like and I don't know if it's exactly baking or sewing, but it felt like one of those types of things that there's something that your soul is wanting to explore, and that if you focus on yourself, go ahead.
That's a good way to put it.
No, actually, that's not something I do to distract myself, but now that I think of it, baking and sewing is what I've done for this particular daughter a lot.
Oh, that's why you're getting that. Okay.
All right. What's coming to me with it is to enjoy that if there's something, either one of those things or something else even more than that you've been wanting to do but haven't done, do it. And just do it for yourself, you know.
Oh, I am.
I'm
hands focusing off. On me, trust me. But as a parent, it's tough not to like.
Oh, believe me,
I have
three children and eight grandchildren, and if I wanted to think about everything that's going on, I'd shoot myself.
Definitely know.
It's a part of the terrain. We're like, we always think of our kids, but, you know, despite living our own life.
I know it's hard.
My gift to you would maybe be to take that phrase, hands off, and if you don't, maybe you're skating on thin ice. So
I appreciate it. I am.
She's going to get through this.
I just hope there'll be a breakup in the future between you and me.
I realize. But careful about wishing that, because she feels that.
Right.
She feels everything you feel. For sure. Everybody's connected by quantum entanglement, especially daughters and mothers. So, okay. All right. Well, good
thank
luck with
so
all
much.
Of that. Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to know how things turn out. Okay. So 509, I think this is. I didn't put my glasses on. 509 area code. Thanks for waiting so long. Hi. What can we work on tonight?
Hi. Thank you. I was just going to say I'm going to go to a concert in Portland Thursday, so I'm very excited. I'm going to be in your state.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is Erica. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. Is this the first time calling in?
Yes.
Is this your...
I believe I've called before a long time ago, though.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. A lot of times I remember people. I don't remember you. You're not that memorable. No. So go ahead. So I'm listening to your voice. I can tune in to you. And was your question about the concert or something else?
Oh, no. I just wanted to know if you see anybody romantic coming about. I recently was ghosted and... it made me reflect, and I'm over it. but I'm hoping for something better to come along or to meet somebody.
Like I said, I say something if I get it. And I'm just going to tell you this. I'm not feeling like real strong or 110%, but the image I got when you said that is that you will meet someone when you're getting an education. So I don't know if you're planning on going to college or you're taking some classes or you're currently in classes. I'm just getting that you're going to meet somebody where you're going to or getting an education.
I'm going to law school, so.
Yeah. So you want somebody that's more in, because I was getting because it'll be somebody who's more on the same page as you. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, cool.
That's all I got for you on that. Do you have anything else, or does Grace wanna say anything, or?
I did see something on the horizon, actually. Kind of fairly soon, and again, this is I know it's caution not to do those type of readings, that it's more on a personalized kind of a soul level. But I did see a little fun spark that wasn't necessarily something long and whatever, but definitely something fun, light, and. Fairly soon, within a few months. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
I guess I feel the same soon too.
It's not
going to
be something
serious.
Real quick. It's going to be something a little out there yet. Yeah, a few months sounds about right to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And light and
seems like a
fun
good friendship.
Yeah, not to take too seriously or glom onto, but just keep it light.
Okay.
And have fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm getting? No, I was
going to
say sometimes you might
let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that this relationship that you're gonna, it's gonna be. I did get something kind of strong now that we're talking about it. is that what you're supposed to do is make sure that your friends, you develop a friendship first and then take it from there, but focus on friendship. I think that's what Grace is picking up too. Yeah, that's just her words. These are my words, you know, same thing, different words. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting that too. So yeah, it doesn't mean it's not going to go somewhere, but that's how you're supposed to handle the relationship at the onset, because
keep
it'll
it
set light, it up for the future if you do it that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't clump. Yeah, right. Mhm. Yep. Yeah.
And
okay.
Is it somebody new that I've never met?
I believe so.
I saw it as new, yes. I saw a totally new person.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That works.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And he's got to be as nice as you. Okay. All right. But no, it's somebody who's already destined to come in. Otherwise, we wouldn't see it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for your question. This helps me elaborate on something that I mentioned at the. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Erica. We'll see you
Thank
next
you.
Time. Let us know
Good
what
night.
Happens. Okay.
Okay.
Good night. Yeah. What it is that our souls have everything to do with our relationships coming and going, for the most part. And that's why a lot of times we just have to accept it the way it is, because it's up to our soul. For instance, yeah, right now in my life, I've wrestled for a while with wanting a career, and it turns out that my soul is trying to get me to do some self-care on my body. And I went to a new chiropractor yesterday, and I indeed found out that I definitely need to get on top of something that's fairly serious. And then I said, see, you know, I finally gave in and said, okay, let's do self-care. I was feeling it really strong. So a lot of times we don't have a relationship coming in because our soul is trying to direct us towards something else at the time. You know, something else should be our focus, because especially a coupling, the kind of romantic relationship most people are looking for, takes a lot of our energy. And sometimes it means, like, we're supposed to be developing our creativity, or, like, with me, it was self-care. Sometimes it's self-care. It could be any number of things. It's really up to our soul. And as an intuitive, I am sometimes able to see if there's a soul coming into your life. But I'm neutral, whereas we aren't. That's why we do readings, because we can be neutral for somebody else because we're not invested. It's kind of hard to be neutral for yourself. So if you ever do ask us that question, and we say we see this as some alone time for yourself for a while, until, you know, I hope we don't get you upset, but I think Grace and I both saw somebody coming into her life, but that doesn't always happen. I got to be honest with you. Most of the time in the readings, it's not about somebody's coming. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that survey as clarity on that. And also, people, you can listen to the archives of the show. If you click on the profile for this show, it has all the past shows. If you're interested in listening to your reading again, or somebody else's, or sharing this with your friends, the archives of the shows are kept. So you can listen again, and I'm going to go to the 229 area code. There you are. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Melvin from Georgia.
You're Melvin. I knew you were calling. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
You always find me.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
great. I just want to ask you all about you know, I've been on dialysis for about a year and a half, well, about a year and 3 months now. And I have done everything the doctors told me to do. And I'm a veteran, and I just got to do my dental work to be on the transplant list. But I just want to know, like, when do you all see me actually getting a transplant, getting a new kidney?
I might be able to get something on this, Melvin. Let me see. Do I see you getting it? You know, I think I've said this before, and I'm seeing the same thing again, that you're so protected by angels and things and higher beings that I believe they'll make it happen. That's how I feel. Let me see what Grace has to say. You wanna talk to Melvin, Grace?
Okay. Yeah, again, you know, I'm just starting in with trusting these things, and this when something comes up. It could be for something else or a crossed wire or anything mm-hmm. like that. It could have some other meaning to it, that it might not be the transplant. It might be that something's happening different at 6 months. But what came up, be honest with being new to accepting intuition and being brave and putting it out there, there was something at 6 months, and that may, you know, not be the actual transplant or whatnot, but it might be. And so that's just briefly that around that
you
number
see something
is what
happening,
came out.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
is 6 months. Yeah. But I don't know.
You know,
I don't know that,
messages,
that answers your
yeah.
exact question, dear Melvin. But but it's something there, and so I'm being brave and trusting the spirits that be and putting it out there for you.
Okay.
I'm going to take it over for a second. I think sometimes when yep. you're getting the time frame, it helps to differentiate when you're saying 6 months. That might not be an exact thing, but it's an idea of what kind of time frame we're looking at, as opposed to like 10 years or never. You know, I think that's a good way of looking at that when you're getting that kind of information. I think it gives you a good idea that it's not like exactly like look at the, you know, mark the calendar, but it's more like that rather than thinking years or that it's not going to happen. I definitely had a positive feeling about your situation. And remember that, and I think I've told you this before, is that you don't have to, it's not always about what you're doing because you have so many angels with you, you know, and they take care of a lot of the details for you, too. And don't forget about that. Don't forget that God's on your side and you have such a good heart. And, yeah, go ahead. Anyway, I just wanted to say that about the time frame. Yeah. That probably sounds
and I got
about
one
right, too. I don't think, yeah, go ahead.
One more thing to that was through to when you mentioned the doctors with those angels that Alana Kay sees, to let them guide you towards something alternative, you know, some kind of hippie health type of medicine
mm-hmm.
type of thing,
some
natural thing, and that you just go ahead and explore what that is, Melvin, and see what that is for you personally, but just be open to letting those angels guide you to something outside of modern medicine to help you, okay?
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, because I know, Melvin, one time when I talked to you about it, you really believed that you could heal yourself of this, and that goes along with what Grace was saying is really all together, yeah. And I just had to go through that, too. I had to say, no, I believe I can heal myself of what I have going on. I believe the body has the ability to regenerate itself. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
And
that's what I'd
that's
say.
Something different maybe what's coming through in that time frame. Like I said, not necessarily the actual organ, but maybe, you know, something,
the
some sort of shift.
Might, yeah, but something,
so
yeah.
It's It might not be a transplant, but it might. My kidneys may resume itself. They start back.
Absolutely, absolutely. So
okay.
please let those angels guide you to whatever
really
health and
that.
Wellness. Yes.
Yeah, because see, I'm a veteran, and you know, I got exposed to that toxic water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Oh, Camp Lejeune.
I did
yeah.
file a claim. I filed a claim for that. And so I'm waiting on the government. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's cool. Yeah, so that's going to help too because you'll have some money. You'll have a little more freedom. You don't have to be under the control of the VA and just exactly what they want to do. Yeah, you know, that'll give you some more freedom to make some of your own choices and what you feel is right for you. And yeah, and like Grace was saying, you know, let the angels guide you and be open to feeling them and sensing their guidance because they will. I mean, I have endless stories of how just spirit puts it together, just like how Grace and I were saying how we found each other again, even though we're half a world away. They just put it together. And I was asking for people that I'm destined to be working with. I was asking for that. And it took less than a week before she showed up.
And I just did a total random internet search. I just searched randomly in all of the world looking for other Christian mystics. And I didn't even know it was her when I contacted her.
Well,
yeah, because we never really talked about this when we did improv, you know, so we didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, they really do. I mean, they really are powerful, and they'll connect you with the right people, with the right, and if you get an inclination, something says go here or talk to that or look this up or, you know, do this health regime, regiment or whatever you call it, then, you know, trust it because they're trying to guide you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is another one where I like to hear what happened, and I'm glad we were here to give you encouragement. And
I
see everything going. Let's see everything going really good for you.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I'm feeling compelled to speak one final thing that I didn't speak at the beginning because I doubted myself and thought it was way too simple, mm-hmm. and it was to offer, and it seems like, well, that's just regular advice, Grace. But they keep eating away at me here and making me want to tell you, good water for you. Take it like medicine, and really take it like it's your medicine. Replenish your body with the good water, a healthy water, and you can pray over that water too. You make your own holy water, dear. You pray, you put your prayers, you let your angels put their love, and you can, you know, do the thing where they write love or something. You can even write your own word love and just tape it right to the bottle or the thing that you're drinking and put your blessings in, and then let your, you know, let your power, your angels put their blessings into that water and literally drink it like it's your medicine every day. Keep lots of it. And that just seems too simple.
Perfect.
And like,
I love that.
Like medical advice first. And so I didn't say it, but I'm saying it now.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I have to purchase holy water and drink it?
No, you make your own, sweetie. Yeah.
Oh,
you make your own. You let your God make your own and your angels and guides and your words. You know, you've got that power that's given into you.
Bless the water. You bless it.
My belief is
and
that,
then as
you know,
it runs
that
through
our,
your body.
I believe our higher power gave us the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that gift gives you the ability to be able to bless that water through, like a hollow bamboo, letting that beautiful holy light shine through you. You believe with every fiber of your being and just bless that water that you get. It can, if you don't have access to a filter or anything, it doesn't matter. You can use the tap water and just bless it and, you know, let it be so.
You can even
drink it like it's medicine.
Yeah, I drank
There's
like
lots of shows
water.
Out there on YouTube about water, and water is completely subject to what we infuse in it with our thoughts and feelings and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could just write the word love on a piece of tape or Christ water or healing holy water, whatever it is that comes to you on a piece of, you know, painter's tape or whatever, and just put it on the bottle that you're drinking it out of. Even a just a mason jar, sweetie, and just tape it right to your jar. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
thank
Melvin.
You.
Got that? Let us know how you...
Yeah.
Even if you feel better, it's all good. Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in, Melvin. All right,
Thank you. Thank you
all. Yeah, I just want to mention that we have about 7 minutes left, and I have several calls. So if you, I invite you, I don't know if Grace is going to invite you, but I always invite the ones that I couldn't get to shoot me an email. And sometimes I am able to give you something back real quick. Otherwise, I'll call in again on Sunday. Let me see. Now we're going to the
show because this is our first time. So especially for this show, I would offer a free reading for anybody that if we don't get to you, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
For today.
So 856. I know I did an 856. I'm gonna click on your mic and see if we've talked to you already. But I know, okay, 856 area code. Did we talk to you yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Hi. You're on the
air. Hi, how are you?
Congratulations. Good.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
Whatever we can get. I'm trying to get a hold of friends, and they're not returning the calls or texts, and I'm wondering what. I know certain ones are around me, but they're not communicating with me, so whatever you can pick up on that, and I don't know what the heck is going on with that one. Things are not getting accomplished.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm not completely clear on what it is that, can you try one more time to give me like one thing to zero in on? Otherwise I can listen to your voice and see if...
Trying to communicate with friends and trying to do what I need to do and complete them and move on, and it's not happening. So there's not communication for certain friends.
Every once in a while, sometimes I feel like there's something I want to say, but I don't want to say it on the internet. Are you able to email me? Can you email me? And then I'll email you back. Alana@alanak.com.
Sure.
And then I'm just going to pass you on to Grace for a moment. Grace, did you want to say anything?
They're being removed for a reason, and just trust it. That if they're not responding or not there, to please don't fight it and just let it be. Like it to not go trying after it that some sadness or something or harm or hurt might come if you chase after something that the universe is trying to help take out of your life is what I'm getting.
Yeah, you're ready for a new life, new friends, new life, and new habits. Yeah, new habits, new life style, new life, new people. You definitely, I feel for you. You're at a big crossroads. So, why I said, just email me and I can tell you. Yeah. Okay, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Aloha. I realize sometimes it's a little too much to handle on the radio show for a few minutes, and sometimes it's a little too personal. So I'll sometimes refer people to my email. So I think I can take one more here, 434 area code, and then there's like three more. I don't think we're going to be able to get to three more, yeah.
Hello?
434, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello.
My name's Khalil. I'm calling.
Good.
I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia. I have two questions. I was wondering, I was in an accident, and it was like a fender bender, and then I almost rolled over in a car a few times, and then my old counselor, Katie, she put her arm around my neck, even though I had my seatbelt on, and keep me from getting into an accident, and I've been fearful I'm going to die for some reason, maybe because of my diabetes and because of my weird dreams and stuff. And I'm guessing, and I had a dream that everything is going to be fine. And I was wondering what my my first question is: what my what's it called? My angels are saying.
Have you done much spiritual practices like doing breath work or centering or Qigong or any of those kind of things?
Yeah.
Because what I'm getting is that a lot of what you're describing is that you want to work on clearing your energy field and grounding more, that would be a wise practice for you. And your feeling of the other stuff is coming from that, and then you're even going to be getting contrary. It's like you'll have a dream where it says everything's fine, but then you're getting some other signals that everything's not fine. that's just coming, I feel that that's coming just from the ungroundedness. So then you're picking up stuff in the astral planes or from other people that you know or even people you don't know. Then we're going to pick that up. That's actually something everybody really needs to be working on right now, is making sure you work on that breathing, getting centered, and do that before you start your day, before you step out the door. And recenter and reground and re-clear as you can. You know, get in a shower, get your feet on the ground, breathe. You know, just picture the energies, the heaviness of the world and the chaos. Just picture it lifting off you. That is something that we all need to get into a practice, just like we eat breakfast, just like we you know, do everything else. We really need to do that, because the chaos, we talk about heaven on earth, but and that's our goal, because that's where we're at now energetically. We need to align with it. It's causing the chaos and all of the, you know, and modern lifestyles cause us to be ungrounded. You know, that's just what we've created as a group, and that needs to change for us to move into a new paradigm of living. So that's what I'm picking up for you right now. I'm going to pass you on to Grace.
Heaven on earth. I just have to say that. That's great. I saw a beautiful, bright, white, angelic light just swooping around you when that accident happened, and it feels very strongly like it's around you and it's got you, and that's that. Okay?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times,
That's your team.
Yeah, a lot of
there,
us are.
And,
right. And they're trying to let you know everything's okay, but you want to stay in that place where you feel like it's okay. So is there anything I can help you with on the show is going to turn me off in a few minutes. Is there anything I can help you with on understanding the grounding or anything like that? Anything else?
No, because it'll still be jumbled up. But as far as, like, knowing who... sorry, I forgot what I was, I don't know what I'm about to say, so I appreciate your time. Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Okay.
You're perfect.
That's all right.
You're
okay,
perfect.
Well, thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Thank you.
Breathe. Okay, breathe in center. Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, well, great, everybody. Thanks for giving us a great relaunch show with Grace and I, and we'll see you again on Sunday, and I really apologize for the calls we didn't get to.
Please do reach out on the emails. People that didn't get on, please feel free to reach out. I will respond right away.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, that's a wrap. And once, like I said, click on follow, please, so you get notifications when we set up a show. We're probably going to be doing two times a week, one in the evening and one midday on Sundays. So aloha, and you have a wonderful week. Aloha.